Well, the real problem causing the delays on the Beltway is the crash on the outer loop in Maryland after the Clara Barton Parkway and before the American Legion Bridge. Everything off on the right side, but the right lane is blocked. That's the reason for the delay. That is back near 355 and off of southbound 270 near Montrose Road, trying to make your way in that direction. Now, the top side of the Beltway is also slow on the outer loop from 95 headed past 29. Inner loop still a little heavy from University off and on toward the ramp to northbound 95, but that crash was cleared out of the roadway. If you're in the district, both 50 and the BW Parkway are slow getting on to southbound DC 295 all the way to Pennsylvania Avenue. New York Avenue delays from South Dakota Avenue to Bladensburg Road with your lanes open, and the Suitland Parkway slows and stretches after Silver Hill Road all the way toward the Douglas Bridge. In Virginia, northbound 95, still heavy through Lorton. The earlier wreck after the Fairfax County Parkway is gone. Eastbound Route 7 after Colvin Run Road and Carper's Farmway, the right side was blocked with that wreck. And good news on 287 Berlin Turnpike at Route 9. That had been under police direction, but now the crash is cleared. Lanes are open. Hopefully, delays are easing. Traffic brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. Proud to serve members of the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Our members of the mission. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. I'm Rita Kessler. Your next traffic report in about 10 minutes.